M11 recording length 18 minutes and 36 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 11 open cluster M11, NGC 6705, type G, Inscutum wildduck cluster M11.jpg, right ascension 18, 51.1, H colon M, declination, 06, 16, Deg colon M, distance 6.0, Cli, visual brightness 6.3, Mag, apparent dimension 14.0, Arc Min, discovered 1681 by Gottfried Kirsch, Messier 11, Million 11, and GC 6705, as one of the richest and most compact of the galactic, open, clusters. To say it with Robert Burnham, Jr. M11 contains an estimated 2900 stars, about 500 of which are brighter than Mag 14. An observer at the center of M11 would see several hundred first magnitude stars. So rich and dense, it was classified by Trumpler as II-2R. Some newer classifications have it as II-2R. The apparent diameter is given with discordant values. E.E. Barnard estimated 35, while the Sky Catalog 2000 gives 14. The age of the Wild Duck Cluster has been estimated to amount to 220 million years, as its brightest and hottest main sequence stars are of spectral type B8, according to the Sky Atlas 2000, but also double that value. Burnham gives 500 million years. The higher value is supported by the fact that this cluster also contains many yellow and red giants of absolute magnitude around. 1.0G Net's Geneva team has recently calculated its age at 250 million years. It is receding at 22 km/sec. M11 was discovered by the German astronomer Gottfried Kirsch of the Berlin Observatory in 1681. It was apparently first resolved into stars by William Durham about 1733. Charles Messier included it in his catalog on May 30, 1764. Messier 11 observations and descriptions discovered 1681 by Gottfried Kirsch. Messier, M11, May 30, 1764 1118 h30 23s, 279 d35, 43, 6 d31, 01, cluster of a great number of small stars, near the star K of Antinascuti, which one can see only in a good instrument. With an ordinary telescope of 3 feet Florida, it resembles a comet. This cluster is mingled with a faint glow. In this cluster there is a star of 8th magnitude, seen by Kirsch in 1681. Phil, Trans, number 347, p390 Heli. It is reported on the English Great Atlas, Diom, 4, Membacid for 1771, p439, First Messier Catalog. In the night of May 30 to 31, 1764, I have discovered, near the star Kappa Antinus, a cluster of a large number of small stars which one perceives with good instruments. I have employed for this a Gregorian telescope which magnifies 104 times. When one examines it with an ordinary non-chromatic refractor of 3.5 feet Florida, this star cluster resembles a comet. The center is brilliant. There is among the small stars one star of 8th magnitude, two other, one of the 9th and one of the 10th. This cluster is intermixed with a faint light, and its diameter is about 4 minutes of arc. I have determined its position in right ascension as 279 d35, 43, and its declination of 6 d31, 1, south. Mr. Halley reports in the Philosophical Transactions, No. 347, page 390. That Mr. Kirsch did the discovery of that nebula in 1681, that it precedes the right foot of Antinous, that it isn't itself anything but a small obscured patch, and that it contains a star which rather shines when traversing it. What gives it more light? It's ecliptical. Longitude was in the sign Capricorn at 9 degrees 279 deg, with 17.5 northern latitude. That nebula was consequently observed by Durham. Philosophical Transactions, No. 428, page 70, he reports, it follows a translation of his memoir here actually a transcript. 5 of these 6 I have carefully viewed with my excellent 8-foot reflecting telescope, and find them to be phenomena much alike. all except that preceding the right foot of Antinous, which is not a nebulos, but a cluster of stars, somewhat like that which is the Milky Way. Mr. Legendel also mentioned it in the Memoirs of the Academy of 1759, page 469. M. de Chasso has employed a Gregorian telescope of 2 feet, and a refractor of 25 feet focal length for examining that nebula in Antinous, which he had recognized to be a prodigious cluster of small stars. M. Legendel made use of a reflecting telescope of 3 feet and an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 20 feet focal length, making at least the same effect as the reflecting telescope and the refractor of M. de Chasso. He recognized that the nebula was very bad terminated at its preceding border, the sort which imitates rather well at this side, the coma of a comet. He didn't perceive in the middle of it a single bright star which one doesn't perceive, he said, but with a refractor of 8 feet. M. Legendel thinks M. de Chasso has indeed confused that nebula with a neighboring cloud which contains a prodigious number of small stars. P. 455, 1764.May.30, Ra. 279.35.43, Dec. 6.311.8, Diom. 04. Cluster of a large number of small stars. Near the star K should be Kappa, according to above text, of Antinous. Halley, 1716. Number 5. Nebula in Antinous. Scutum. Infil. Trans. XXIX. 390. 1716. A fifth was discovered by Mr. G. Kirsch in the year 1681, preceding the right foot of Antinous. It is of itself but a small obscure spot, but has a star that shines through it, which makes it more luminous. The longitude of this is at present Capricorn, 9 deg Circiter, with 17 deg 1/6 north latitude, Durham and Phil, Trans, XXXVII, 70, 1733. 5 of these 6 nebulae in Halley's list, I have carefully viewed with my excellent 8-foot reflecting telescope, and find them to be phenomena much alike, all except that preceding the right foot of Antinous, which is not a nebulos, but a cluster of stars, somewhat like that which is the Milky Way. De Chasso, DCH number 14. Finally, a wonderful cluster of small faint stars, near one of the feet of Antinous now in Scutum, at which rod is 279D21.10, and southern deck is 6D32.20. It is about 4 1/8 in diameter. Bode 62. A nebulous star cluster near a nebula. On October 8, 1774, I looked for the position of the already known nebulous star, west of the foot of Antinous, which actually forms a triangle with the stars K and L at Sabisky's shield, SCD, and measured its separation from these stars, as shown in the fifth figure. Coeler number 20 nebula, in Antinous now Scutum, discovered with the 6-4 Diond, on June 8, 1772, Caroline Herschel May 22, 1783, observed M11, M5, which she first took for a comet, M10, and M12, William Herschel PT 1818, P438, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P596, the 11th of the Connaissance. M11 equals NGC 6705-1799, 10 feet finder, the cluster is visible, and, directed by neighboring stars, it may be seen by the eye, 1783-1799, 10 feet telescope, power 300, with 3 inches aperture, the small stars are not to be distinguished, with 4 inch I can see them, 1803-1810. Large 10 feet telescope, the cluster is of an irregular form, from 9 to 12 minutes in diameter. The 10 feet telescope with an aperture of 4 inches, had a gauging power of 12.02. The profundity of this cluster is therefore of the 144th order. It is in the Milky Way. John Herschel, 1833, H2019 equals M11, Sweep 82, July 23rd. 1827, Ra 18842 meters 0.1s, NPD 96D 24.42, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, a beautiful irregularly RCL 10, or 12, diom. The stars are all 11 meters except 1 equals 9 meters whose place is taken. Examined with high magnifiers I have often viewed it with 800 and even 1200. It is broken into 5 or 6 distinct groups with rifts or cracks between them. A beautiful irregularly round cluster 10, or 12, in diameter. The stars are all of 11th magnitude except one which is of 9th magnitude, whose place is taken. Examined with high magnifiers I have often viewed it with magnification 800 and even 1200. It is broken into 5 or 6 distinct groups with rifts or cracks between them. Sweep 85, July 29, 1827, Ra 18842 meters 1.1s, NPD 96D 28, 27. 1830.0, a glorious object. The bright asterisk 9 meters out of the center taken. A glorious object. The bright star of 9th magnitude out of the center taken. Smythe, DCLXIV 664, M11, DCLXIV 11,000,000 and Tidoinowskuti, R18842 meters 32s, Dec S6D 27.2 mean epoch of. Observation. 1835.57 July 1835, withdrawing, a splendid cluster of stars, closely to the east-southeast of the above-described object a double star. It precedes the left foot of Antinous, and is on the dexter chief of Sabisky's shield scutum. This object, which somewhat resembles a flight of wild ducks in shape, is a gathering of minute stars, with a prominent eighth magnitude in the middle, and two following. But by all analogy these are decidedly between us and the cluster. This, however, was not the opinion of Kirsch, its discoverer, who, in 1681, described it as a small obscure spot, with a star shining through, and rendering it more luminous. Dr. Derham first resolved it into stars, with his 8-foot reflector, as shown in the Philosophical Transactions for 1733. It is not, said he, a nebulos, but a cluster of stars, somewhat like that which is in the Milky Way. That in the Milky Way, Dr. Halley drew up a description of the nebular wonders, in 1716, they then amounted to 6, but he says, there are undoubtedly more which have not yet come to our knowledge. He could little foresee the rich harvest which was soon reaped, but his reasoning was very fair for the commencement. Through all these spots, he observes, are in appearance but little, and most of them but a few minutes in diameter. Yet since they are among the fixed stars, that is, since they have no annual parallax, they cannot fail to occupy spaces immensely great, and perhaps not less than our whole solar system. In all these so vast spaces it should seem that there is a perpetual uninterrupted day, which may furnish matter of speculation, as well to the curious naturalist as to the astronomer. This fine object is on the shield by which Hevelius intended, forever, to honor John III, King of Poland, in the Prodromus Astronomiae. He appears to be uncommonly elated on having raised it to perpetual memory of the glorious liberator of Vienna, Obimensa Egeus Merita, Heroicas Animi Dotes, Magnanimitatum, et Abres Strenu, AC Fortiter Gestus. He was delighted in being able to place it in the happiest part of the firmament, where all the members and neighbors are significant. I wish to know, benevolent reader, he says, that this shield consists of lucid stars, partly of the fourth magnitude. 4 of HTESE are placed in the border of this shield, and designate the princes of our serene king, who at the time were all among the living. In the middle of the shield I have designed a cross, in eternal remembrance of the battles most happily fought by him for the Christian faith. 3 notable stars shine in this cross, of which one indicates his own royal person, another the queen's, and a third the princess's, his only daughter, so that these 7 stars represent the whole reigning family. This, and much more, shows his anxiety and hope of its eternal duration. But, poor fellow, Mr. Bailey has taken the field, and Sabisky is one of the first among the asterisms recently doomed to proscription. I hope his pruning knife is to be applied to many other interlopers, most of whom are far more pretty than this. Lord Ross John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4437. GC 4437 equals H 2019 equals M11, Ra 18843 meters 37.2s, NPD96D26, 7.6, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VB, L, IR, right, St. 1L, 11, 8 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, remarkable, cluster, very bright, large, irregularly round, rich, one large bright, star and stars of 11th magnitude and fainter, remark, figure in Lam Lamont's Funklish Vorlesung über die Nebelflecken, public lecture on the nebula spots, Munich 1837, plate I, fig 7, Huggins further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies, Phil, Trends, Roysock, volume 156, 1866, p. 381-397, here p. 390, no GC, 4437-2019-H11000000R8-18843m37S.2, NPD96D26, 7.6, cluster, very bright, stars curiously broken up into groups, Lord Oaks Mantown Ross, the continuous spectra of all the brighter stars of this cluster were separately visible, when the clockwork of the equatorial was stopped. An interesting spectacle was presented by the flashing in rapid succession of the linear spectra of the minute stars of the cluster as they pass before the slit. In no part of the cluster was any trace of bright lines detected. Asterisk, asterisk. This absence of any indication of gaseous matter is in accordance with telescopic observation. The rest remarks of this cluster. Mitverg 11 Zerfeld der Sternhof in Tlickjes under Tegraben mit Lieren Swish and Reumann. With Magn. 11 The star cluster breaks up in distinctly separated groups with empty spaces between them. Beobacht der Nebelflecken in Sternhofen, p. 346. Dreyer, NGC 6705, NGC 6705 equals GC 4437 equals H 2019. Kirsch 1681, Million 11, Ra 18843 meters 33s. NPD96D25.9, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VB, L, IR, right, asterisk 9, St. 11, equals M11, remarkable, cluster, very bright, large, irregularly round, rich, a star of 9th magnitude, stars of 11th magnitude and fainter, remark, figures in Lam Lamont. Über die Nebelflecken, Munich 1837, plate I, fig 7, Helmert Publd, Hamburg, Sternwi, plate II, Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, Publ, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, p. 9, 42, NGC 6705, RA equals 18:45.7, DEC equals 623, M11, bright, rather open cluster 6, in diameter, not globular, 0 SN, content car as if said, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 20, 2007, text to MP3 by SpokenText.net, quick and dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.